Watch, Amy Klobuchar once fought Blizzard to praise Somalis, we are proud of that community. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 5, 2026. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, who is reportedly considering running to be the next governor of Minnesota, once praised the Somali community in the state as she was announcing her 2020 presidential campaign. While speaking at a rally in February 2019, during a snowstorm, to announce her presidential campaign, Klobuchar stated that one last obstacle that we must overcome to move forward was to put an end to fearmongering and hate. Klobuchar pointed out that people may come from different places, may pray in different ways, and may look different and love different, but that everyone lives in the same country of shared dreams. In Minnesota, we have the biggest Somali population in the country, and we are proud of that community, Klobuchar said. A few years ago, at the height of the angry rhetoric, a Somali-American family of four went out to dinner right here in Minnesota. This guy walked by, he looked down at them and said, "You four go home. You go home to where you came from." And the little girl looked up at her mom, and she said, "Mom, I don't want to go home. You said we could eat out for dinner tonight. I don't want to eat dinner at home." A video of part of Klobuchar's speech, where she can be heard speaking about the Somali community in the state, has resurfaced on X, hours after Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, announced that he would be dropping out of the 2026 gubernatorial race. Walz's announcement comes after citizen journalist Nick Shirley shared a video in which he was seen visiting several child care centers in Minnesota that allegedly received millions of dollars in federal aid. While visiting these child care centers, there appeared to be no signs of children. One center that Shirley visited, the Quality Learning Center, had misspelled learning as leering on its sign. Breitbart News's John Nolte reported that according to court records and alternative media reports, Somali fraudsters have bilked American taxpayers out of tens of billions of dollars through various scams that include pretty much everything subsidized by federal taxpayers: food programs, healthcare centers, and daycare centers.